are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, if you should choose, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. For the break, we were talking Thanksgiving. The media, Cosby, Ferguson, Facebook, we covered a lot of things.
Yeah, we did.
Did I leave anything out?
Nothing that was a main topic, no.
Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't leave a main topic out. But I guess we should lighten it up a little bit. Should we do a little drunks in the news?
Sure.
Yes.
And that's the type of enthusiasm we're looking for. Sure, why not? Go not
yeah, good. All right.
Whatever you want, stupid. Enjoy.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. A couple weeks ago.
Could have finished the song.
It did. There was a second left. All right, Joe, you can engineer the show.
He wanted that last second.
I know, really. Wait, was it going to be the Belch redo? Settle down, stupid. A couple weeks ago, we did a game to figure out who had the largest penis in the United States. Which state had the largest penis? I figured, well, you know, that's a good topic. Now let's find out which is the drunkest state in the United States.
Excellent.
All right. So first I'm going to tell you guys where I got this from and what they used to determine this. I got this from Yahoo.com. They called it 10 alcohol criteria from per capita craft breweries to last call hours on which all states in the land of the free would be measured. Bars per capita, volume drank, which is beach states per capita intake, which is each state's per capita intake of ethyl alcohol. Facebook data to see how many residents per capita like beer and wine. States with underage exceptions for kids drinking with parents or in the home. Breweries per 100,000 adults over 21 and over. Last call times. Bars per capita. Economic impact of craft beer per state, which gallons of alcohol are consumed per capita.
All exciting topics for my German and Irish ass.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't drink with your ass, but we've covered that in the past, too.
You never know what it can do.
So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. First off, and I'll tell you guys at the end. Joe, what do you think is the least boozy state?
The least boozy state, I would say, would be
Pip, which do you think would be the least boozy state?
I want to say Utah.
Why would you say Utah?
I'm saying based on the fact that there are Mormons out there and they don't drink, and because the western states are less populated.
So you're saying these guys with all these wives aren't drinking?
You know, amazingly enough, I think no.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was going to say the same thing. I was trying to say which state was Salt Lake City in.
Utah.
Oh,
Utah. So, that's,
so you both say Utah.
Yeah, and with pretty much the same reasons that Pip gave.
Oh, now Tom says Wyoming.
Why, Tom? Well,
Wyoming!
Yeah. Wyoming. Well, why not? I think
2 hours in traffic, and that's what you came up with for the first attempt. Interesting. All right.
You know, I think that one of the things, though, that we're... Now, this was per capita, so I think that we also have to... I know why he's going... He said, why not? Oh, my God.
You should both kill yourselves.
I know, we should all kill ourselves.
You both should take a one-way trip to Ferguson in sheets.
Now, if he was thinking about population density, and they're the least popular...
No, it has nothing to do with the population.
No, I know, but I mean, Wyoming is the least densely populated, so if he was going with that as a criteria, I think that you're going the wrong way. So don't think that way, Tom.
Joe, what do you think is the most boozy state?
Florida.
Why?
Just because of it's a beach state. It's more of a party culture down there.
A lot of old Jews down there, too, though.
Well, they drink their Manischewitz.
Okay. Pip, what do you say?
I want to say some southern state besides Florida, like, I don't know, like Alabama.
Why Alabama?
I don't know. I'm thinking moonshine.
Get off my back, stupid. All right.
You think because they live in the South they need to drink to forget it?
I don't know, Mr. Spicoli.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I like that.
So
I
like no reason, but you think...
No, you know what? Some of this I'm just going with my gut.
Well, why not? It's gotten you so far. All right, you guys ready? Head-to-head competition.
Hold on a second. Lisa says Iowa.
Iowa is most boozy?
Iowa.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys ready? Joe?
Yes.
Pip, you want to keep score?
Yeah.
How you and Joe do head-to-head?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you now those answers. I'll tell you guys at the end.
Oh, crap.
That's what
okay,
you call suspense.
Right, right now we're going to do head-to-head competition.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you who's the most boot, because it wouldn't make sense if I did it now.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, Joe, Mississippi versus Alabama.
I would go with Mississippi.
Why? So you're already knocking Pip out of the box saying her guess is wrong.
Just because I think Alabama, there might be more religious people in Alabama than there are in Mississippi.
Bunch of pagans in Mississippi for Joe. Pip, I guess you're obviously going Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Because that's your guess for the booziest state.
Yes, I'm sticking with that.
Well, it is Alabama in this head-to-head matchup. Alabama's boozier than Mississippi.
Yes.
So you get 1 point.
I got a point.
I feel like for each one wrong, the shot should be done.
We wouldn't be able to drive home.
That's what I'm afraid. That's the only reason why I'm not doing this.
And he would be able to get home, and I would not.
That's true. Joe could be wrong on 25 of them. He don't give a shit.
So we got to get home.
Got to
jump in that bed full of canned peaches.
He'd be singing these nonsense songs about, I'm going to Long Island. Wee!
I could try to find shots of something else disgusting.
No.
No.
That's a shame.
Just read stupid.
Lisa, you scare me. You answered two things for one question, so I don't know where you're going with that one.
All right. Number two. Pip.
Okay.
Who is boozier, Utah or Arkansas?
Oh, well, okay. I already said that Utah seemed to be the least, so I'm going to go with Arkansas.
Arkansas. Joe?
I shall go with Arkansas.
Utah is boozier than Arkansas.
Really?
Oh, then that blows me out of the water with the other
one. You've been blown out of the water.
And in. Wait. Okay, so we both blew that.
You both blew that.
Oh, and Tom's not going to guess because it slows down because of the lag time. No, no, there's some he's not going to give me the answer until later, so guess, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, we're not playing for fabulous prizes here.
No, no fabulous prizes. Lisa, shot a hot sauce, shot your ass, no.
No, no.
I got to agree with Lisa, I got to hop on that bandwagon.
No, no.
Why don't you roll under it? All right.
Asshole. Don't you have traffic to be stuck in? So all right, Pip. Who is boozier, Georgia or Florida?
Florida.
Florida's boozier.
Yeah, I think so.
Joe?
I'm going to go with Florida.
That was your state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Florida is boozier than Georgia.
Yeah, one for each of us.
Joe, Tennessee or Maine, who's boozier?
Maine.
Maine, why?
Because I lived up there. They could drink.
You think they're still like recovering from your life?
It's cold. There ain't nothing else to do. Maine.
Maine, Pip.
No, no. No, Tennessee.
Why?
That's the home of Jack Daniels.
But that county is dry.
Oh,
look at you with the drunk.
Joe knows his booze.
Yes, he does.
Joe knows booze history.
That's right.
And everybody around that county is drinking to make up for it.
Should've
no,
be.
I think I'm going to Tennessee.
Joe is right. Maine.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Joe, who's boozier? Drunker. Stupid. Connecticut versus Maryland.
Connecticut versus Maryland. I would go Maryland.
Why would you go Maryland?
Well, because Connecticut has an earlier their bars close earlier, and Maryland is a more.
This is right up your alley. You got answers for all this. Yeah.
Well, you look at who you're asking. Yeah, Connecticut is more they close up their bars earlier, and Maryland is more like an ocean party state.
So you go Maryland.
I'm going with Maryland.
Pip,
you spend a lot more time on the road than I thought you did, Joe. I'm going to say Connecticut because I have to come home to those martinis.
Pip is right. So for all, it is Connecticut.
Yes.
So for all of Joe's pontificating, as usual, he's wrong. This is a grudge match right here. Pip, North Carolina versus South Carolina.
Oh.
Which Carolina is boozier?
South.
Why?
Because I said so.
Oh, right.
I don't have a reason.
Joe?
North Carolina.
Why?
Because I've drank a lot in that state.
He's thinking that he's going to skew the bell curve.
His delivery still there. And they rang it out.
Going by memory.
Surprised you still have one.
Tom's going with me. South Carolina.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, now Tom, I assume, is drinking a lot of states.
Well, you know what? No, because he has to drive every place.
Doesn't
so.
Mean he's not drinking when he's not driving.
Mm.
That's true.
You know, he's got it. So Tom is going South Carolina.
Yep.
Usually when you go Tom, you go right, Joe. You know this. Do you want to change?
Nope.
Joe, stick to your guns. It's North Carolina.
Oh, Tommy, you led me wrong.
Oklahoma versus Nebraska, Joe.
Oklahoma, Nebraska. I would go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, why?
Oh, because it sounds like more of a party state. You get your Okies in there.
Pip?
I'm going to say Nebraska, and I don't really have a good feeling about either one, but I'm going to say Nebraska over Oklahoma.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Another grudge match. West Virginia versus Virginia. Pip.
West Virginia.
Why?
Oh, God, the coal mines. After the coal mines, you got to get your drink on.
Okay. Joe?
Virginia. More colleges.
Party state.
Party
beach.
State. Beach. Oh.
That shows go-to strategy. Unfortunately, it's not working out well for Joe. West Virginia.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That small little state.
Yeah, but they also got the moonshine.
Ah,
that's per capita there, Joe.
Right. Tucker Thomas says he's done a lot of drinking in West Virginia. Good boy.
That doesn't surprise us. Those are his people. So what's our subtotal so far?
Oh, dear Lord. You want me to do math right now?
I guess not. I'll go on.
Thank you.
Joe, Kansas versus Colorado.
I'm going to go Kansas.
Why?
Because it's like a bland state. Looks like there's more drinking to get you by.
Pip?
I'm going to think Kansas just because...
Bland state.
I just...
It's a milquetoast state.
I'm bland, just picturing all those barbecue joints and all those music places. I'm picturing lots of bars in Kansas.
Now, a lot of skiing in Colorado. A lot of people like to drink when they skate.
I know.
Even the dogs carry booze.
I thought about
there.
The drinking in the lodges, but I'm still going to go with Kansas.
Colorado.
Damn it.
Colorado. Pip. Pennsylvania or Kentucky? Or Pennsyltucky, as it's affectionately called. Pennsylvania or Kentucky?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Pennsyltucky because
no,
I know...
Pick one.
No, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, also affectionately known as Pennsyltucky, because I know folks out there and they can drink!
Now, I know Joe is drinking in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I'm going to Pennsylvania.
Because you drank there.
Yes.
Okay, it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, see?
Yeah!
49 and 50. Joe, Alaska or Hawaii, who drinks more? Now, you got your ultimate beach state. It's all fucking beach.
I would say Alaska.
Why?
Because it's cold and there's nothing else better to do.
And maybe because Palin was a governor and that would explain how she got elected.
Don't believe me. You're not going to get a fight. I think she's an asshole.
Really? She's not so fond of you either.
She's an absolute asshole, so don't look for a fight there.
I'll have to go sniff around someplace else.
Yeah.
Pip?
So Joe just said Alaska. I'm trying to keep up with this. Man, I'm going to say... Alaska, because it's cold up there and they need something to
nothing
do.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah.
It is Alaska.
Yeah!
I posted something I thought was cute on Mandy's thing. She was talking about, be careful, there's black ice out there. There goes the neighborhood, said the racist Eskimo. That's what I put.
Oh, my God.
And it's adorable.
No ketchup joke, but I'll do what I can. Delicious shit. I never put it on a Brussels sprout, a beet weed now.
Gets a laugh and applause break every time. I
don't know about an applause break.
It does.
Yeah, well, your people are stupid.
your people.
Your people.
Buying yes. into that hogwash. Oh, that's why I had 26, because I did one of them twice. Somehow I got two different...
I love when he berates me, then decides he fucked up. Stupid. Ooh, stupid.
Who's stupid? Oh, I am.
I just got to double check something.
Aha! God punished you.
Yes, I made you arrive.
I made you arrive, did you say?
Yes, I did. Are you hard of hearing?
Look at that shirt he's got. He should have a little thing pinned on it that says Davin. It looks like you're going to your first day of school. Hi, my name is Davin. What's yours?
You, sir, are an
ass. Tom says, for the record, with the exception of West Virginia, I don't drink when I'm on the road. Why do you make an exception for West Virginia of all the states?
Have you seen those broads there?
I'm dying to know, though.
Mm.
All right.
Why would that be the drinking hardy place?
We'll go on.
Okay.
Joe, Washington State versus New Mexico.
I would say New Mexico.
Why?
Because it's a warmer climate. I think a lot of people are poorer in that state, which is more conducive to drinking.
Forget your problems.
Yeah.
Pip?
I am going to say Washington because it rains all the time in Washington State.
What else do you do besides drink?
Yes.
Mm. Washington.
Yeah, right. Washington.
Joe, Indiana versus Ohio.
I would go with Ohio.
Why?
Because it just seems like a state that would drink more.
You can't argue with that. Pip?
I am going to say Ohio as well.
And I'm going to explain why, because...
Oh, now you will.
Well, because when you look at the state, you go, Ohio?
I liked it better when you didn't explain it. No. Want to wear my shirt?
That joke did stink. That was awful. No, that did stink.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, that was...
Scrabble backwards for a little bit.
That was awful.
You're going to need a space heater for the barrel tomorrow. It's going to be chilly.
We have to go back to a point in time before you said that.
Yes. Ohio.
Okay.
And curiously enough, they use the same logic Joe just gave us.
I'm not so stupid after all.
Really?
Wait, more like really?
Really?
Louisiana versus Oregon, Pip.
Louisiana.
Well, your southern thing?
No. It's New Orleans.
Okay. That would make sense.
And the other state was Oregon, right?
Yeah.
I would say Oregon.
Why?
Cold, rainy, nothing else better to do.
So using Pip's logic.
Yes. Yeah.
That you didn't use on the prior one.
Right.
Oregon.
Right. Oh, damn.
Here's another grudge match. Joe, Wisconsin versus Minnesota. You drink? Well, I know you drank a Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Because Joe drank it.
So I actually had field experience there.
Yes, you did.
Field experience. Our roving reporter.
Oh, yeah. And roving I was. They were leading karaoke and shit like that.
Yeah, he was singing karaoke.
I was singing karaoke. Oh, we do karaoke at the compound.
The mom that tried to give me her hot daughter?
Yeah.
That's who Joe was hanging out with.
That's
and
there?
She was like a year younger than me. I'm like, you? 50.
Yeah, she looked aged.
She goes, I guess how old I am. I'm like, well, why don't you just tell me? I'm 50. You're 50.
Yeah, she looked aged, but her daughter looked good.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Stupid.
That was a year ago. Wow. Time is money.
Stupid asshole. Wisconsin or Minnesota, Pip?
Wisconsin. Because
Joe drank there?
No, because I like the Mitten State.
Minnesota's the Mittens. No, Michigan's the Mitten State.
No.
Michigan's the Mitten State.
Yeah, Michigan's
Michigan?
The one that, yeah, that's the one
looks
like
a
man. Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Stupid.
Stupid.
You suck. I expect that type of mistake from others. Part of the
Don't bring the cat into this.
Wait a minute.
She's sick. Leave her alone.
You said
the Babums.
You said Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. Wisconsin. And Lisa says Minnesota. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know everybody was playing along.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like struggling.
Ball in on this bitch.
I feel like I should have given you guys fabulous prizes. Wisconsin. Because Joe drank there.
Yes.
All right. So that's one.
Oh, that was a fun night. I drank my balls off.
You know, if I was drinking more, I wonder if I would have done something naughty.
Let's see.
No.
Actually, I was feeling like crap. I was still nursing the hot tea and everything.
Yeah, you were in bad shape. That whole tour, you were in bad shape.
That was a great show, though. That was a great show.
That was a very good show.
You rocked that bitch.
You know, it's funny, when I was going over the blogs this week, I go through my blogs, and I found a blog I wrote about that. It was a great tour. I mean, I felt bad that you were so sick. But we met Tommy and stuff like that. I can't believe it was a year ago, man.
Yeah.
We got to try to do that tour again.
Well, it's not really up to me. Anyway. I mean, partially it is, because sometimes you can't afford to go out in these things. But, yeah. Anyway. Pip, Rhode Island versus Texas. Small state versus big state.
Oh, that's a really good, that's really well put together.
That's why I did it.
You know, good thought. Let's see. I'm going to say Texas, because they go big or go home.
All right.
I'm gonna say Texas too.
Same theory?
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Millie.
No, Tom got that.
Okay. Stop the show.
Tom ruined Zombo.
Yes.
We're not doing Boozy or Floozy. That's the last time we talked about ruining a Zombo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Joe, Idaho versus Arizona.
I would go with Idaho.
Why, Joe?
More cold estate, ski slopes, more partying up there.
Pip?
Huh. I visited my friends in Arizona, and they could get their drink on. I'm going with Arizona.
Idaho!
No, Idaho.
Alrighty then. I think the crown of and the power has shifted here. And bringing out the crown from the last lousy joke, Joe Curry. I'm going to put the sash right with a big PU on it.
Big PU. ladder, Joe. Leave me some room on the couch.
It says P-U on it.
Thank you. I'm holding my my Limburger cheese and waving at the crowd.
The crowd has got like a nose and a clothespin on it.
Well, since you guys are battling neck and neck, might as well play your song.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel, where we find out who will reside there during the show. Who'll be in the barrel as we laugh as they climb its walls? Who'll be in the barrel because what they said sucked balls? Who'll be in the barrel? We're gonna find out and see. Could it be Pip or Davin or our old pal Joey?
Joey! Just the simpler me! Silly bastard. Well, I guess it's me in the barrel at the moment.
Don't worry, Joe's still here.
There's still time.
He doesn't wander too far. Sometimes he waters the lawn outside the barrel, but he always likes to be... He doesn't wander far.
You just see the barrel and I'm just holding down a...
spat to prove his point!
We've got
to
get these leaves out of here. Jesus, son of a bitch.
Hey, Pip snuck in there. All right, so, take a nap, sweetie. I want to come back though soon.
I'll be right in. These kids, you know. The damn lawn in the barrel.
Can you take the trash out to
the
barrel?
Yeah, it's out
of
front.
Right.
Out of front. Yeah, I got you. Oh, it's funny.
Tom says, Joey, you shoehorning douche.
Yes.
You know, I noticed the show that I was flat. I was so flat singing that. Michael McClinton would have gone, really?
Yeah. Can't do that.
I know.
Like Yoda Bick's voice. You just have to stop.
Yeah.
It rapes my uvula. I Cosby'd my uvula.
Your uvula?
Yes. Uvula. That's the little dingy thing in the back.
I know what it is.
All right, but Joe didn't.
Yeah. You know I didn't know what a uvula was.
Because you don't know biology.
I know biology.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What's a clit?
It's down here.
If you do that, you'll never find it.
And he pointed to himself. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's over here.
Joe, get your fingers off your clit.
I know where it is.
Sure you do. Maybe with a road map and a GPS.
That's the biggest clit we've ever seen.
Recalculate
it. Away.
You're in the ass. Recalculate it.
Turn around. Impossible.
No,
Joe's trying to put point of interest in and he can't spell clit. Spells it with a K.
Turn around when possible. You've reached your destination. See, points of interest taint. Yeah.
How many black diamonds did AAA give it?
Points of interest.
Would you like to find a restaurant? No, I'll be eating something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Tape go past there.
Of course, Joe might be a little gay. He prefers a tom-tom.
Hey, leave Tom out.
Come on in, Dev.
Scooch over.
Just water on the lawn here. You can go in. Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't be in long.
Yeah. Gavin, can you bring that trash bag back in? No, I'm
see you, folks. I'll be here a while.
Here's the beautiful thing about me being in the barrel in this show. I don't even have to stay another line. I just have to do a half a pregnant pause, and one of you mofos will jump right in there.
I know.
Not our fearless leader. Get him out of the barrel immediately. Who's going to say something stupid?
Scooch out of the way. Let me shove him back out of the barrel.
You don't want to get your coat off.
I don't really get to stay very long. Not with you two around.
Took a comfy.
One of us comes sliding in like Kramer. I told a lousy joke, Jerry. I'm in the barrel now. Kramer!
Please, I already put my jammies on.
You're all comfy on the couch.
Yeah. There's a snowstorm coming. I think I'll spend the weekend.
Yeah. I'm having some cocoa.
Sure. All right, we move on. Another big state versus little state. Delaware versus California. Joe?
I would go with California.
Why?
Because it's a big state.
It didn't work with the Texas one.
I understand that, but you got L.A., you got San Diego, you've got San Francisco, you've got a lot of partying places there where a lot of people are drinking.
You got all the banks in Delaware.
Yeah, that's true.
Pip?
No, I want to go with California. All those wineries and all those winos.
California.
I'm going with California. Oh, Tom's going to Delaware.
Oh, Tom's wrong.
Oh, California. Yeah.
Pip, Massachusetts versus Iowa.
Hmm. You know what? I'm turning it around. I know that everybody thinks that in Northeast that like up in
Oh, for fuck's sake. Joe, Massachusetts or Iowa?
Pam's
talking.
Oh, my God. Don't ever say that again.
Shut up. A man's talking. I'll say, keep it up. I'll call you a C-word. Butcher my show like that, Joe, pal.
my other co-host who finally got here. Hi, pal.
Thank goodness you were right. She was ruining the show.
Hey, buddy. I'm going with Massachusetts.
Why?
Well, you got Boston, which is a big party town. You got a lot of colleges up there. Very cold weather climate, which is conducive to drinking.
All right, Pip.
I was trying to spitter out Massachusetts before.
Why?
Well, just because I think that the Kennedys were up there for such a long time.
Okay. you know it's done from today. It's not done from the 60s.
I know, but the legacy lingers on.
Era, thank you, Pip.
Era, it looks like you've made the barrel into your own personal compound.
Look at this HGTV I got in here. Wow! Yeah,
Era, Pip, why did you kill somebody? Why are they in the puddle outside the barrel in a car?
Look, I got a rounded screen TV to fit in the barrel.
Yes, you pull up to the barrel. Why is there a Bob's Furniture truck and a Geek Squad? Looks like somebody's getting settled in.
She's comfy in that barrel.
Oh, look, those curtains are lovely.
It's Iowa.
Oh, damn it. I'm the only one that didn't pick it.
A Trucker Tom grudge match.
Yes.
Pip, Michigan or Illinois?
Let's see.
Remember, Pip, Illinois is the mitten state.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I know.
He's just trying to bait me now.
Look here. No, it's not. I know geography and geology. Geometry, not so much.
Wait, if we're going to talk about rocks, I'm in there. Let's see. I'm going to say Michigan.
Why?
Just because I'm being loyal to Tom.
Somebody should be. Joe, you've drank in Michigan.
I've drank in Michigan.
You probably drank in Illinois, too.
I have. I would go with Illinois.
Why?
Chicago, more party and more colleges and stuff like that.
But a lot of colleges in Michigan. It's a lot.
That's true. That's true too.
Tom even went with Illinois.
Tom went with Illinois.
Yeah,
because Tom is a traitorous douche. It's Michigan.
Oh, me and Lisa. Yes.
How dare you, Tom?
We went to that one bar.
We played a couple bars.
I know, but the one next to the Holly Hotel.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Where we fell in love with this Sarah.
Sarah,
the five that Joe drank into a nine.
I remember that story.
I'm sure Joe's new wonderful girlfriend is a legitimate nine.
Yes.
I'm sure Joe hasn't been drinking heavily before he sees her.
I have not. Not at all.
No, you know what?
Not
his,
at all.
His glasses look normal. They don't look like those big googly
she is a nine.
Einstein glasses.
Sure she is. Mm-hmm. Because Joe's track record, not so much.
maybe he's broken that track record.
Got all the fives out of his system?
Yeah.
She's a nine.
Nice.
Because she listens. And he doesn't want to hear shit.
No. 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 Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Relationships have died. I've told lies. Relationships have lied.
This one, no.
I believe you. We'll see her at some point. You're not going to be able to squirrel her away forever. we'll sniff her out. You'll want to introduce her to the family at some point.
Maybe I can hide her from these assholes. How long can I get that
guy? She knows all about you guys.
Oh, yeah, she listens. She knows what type of asshole she's dealing with. Yeah. She's not a dumb broad. I didn't mean to call you broad. You're not a dumb lady.
No, that's right.
Now, Joe's a dumb motherfucker.
All
right.
Who said dumb broad? He was looking at me. Look, I know I'm in a barrel, all right?
Joe.
Devin.
New Hampshire or the home of my favorite city of the bonfire, Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh.
Now, don't be a racist douche.
I would say Ferguson.
Why? Well, Ferguson's not a state.
Oh. Oh, Missouri?
Yes, that's the state.
All right. I understand that.
Apparently, you didn't.
To clarify that. Okay. All right. So it was New Hampshire?
Yes. Or Missouri.
I'm going with New Hampshire.
Why?
Colder climate. A lot of people like to drink during the cold.
Well, I can make the argument that, as we saw in the riots last night in Missouri, a lot of people like to drink. They were breaking into liquor stores. They like to drink so much they couldn't wait to pay for it. Yeah. They had to grab it on their own.
That, yes. that does... Never mind.
And they drink Molotov cocktails. Pip?
Well, you know what? I have to say that because I'm monitoring the chat and they came up with such a brilliant idea that I'm going to jump on the bandwagon with Tom because he said Missouri, home of Budweiser. And that's my rationale.
My home of the Clydesdale.
Yeah.
But which is no longer an American-owned company.
No, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be drinking it there.
Well, you know what? But here's the thing. If you drink Budweiser, you know Budweiser tastes like shit and you don't want to drink.
Budweiser's good.
Bud's good when you're in the right mood.
Yeah, when you're passed out and Cosby just raped you.
Budweiser is a fine beer.
It's a terrible beer.
Yeah, and what do you drink, Mr. Connors?
I like Rolling Rock better.
Rolling Rock?
Rolling Rock?
You've got to be shitting
you
me. Are you kidding me? Come back with Rolling Rock.
I like
really? Rolling.
I like Labatt. Labatt Ice.
Labatt Ice is okay.
Okay, but I mean, you're good.
I like Corona.
Corona's good.
Yeah.
One of the beers we got kind of good. Miller. but Rolling Rock?
I like the
Rolling Rock. Really?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't say American.
It has nothing to do with that. It's got tasty.
Softly in the chat is going to have some real beer.
All right, softly. I apologize. I don't even know who you are, but I apologize.
Oh, she's been here.
All right. Well, good for her. I don't know her.
Okay.
Sure, I'll get a Facebook or text. You don't know me. I'm sure somebody will fucking seek me out. I'll get an email.
Well, you know, it's hard because sometimes we have people that have like three or four different names and I can't keep them all
They're
straight.
They're aliases. Mm. Yeah. Well, versus New Hampshire versus the Show Me State of Missouri, it was New Hampshire.
Ah!
Oh! Okay.
The Granite State.
Only Joe.
No, that's Vermont, actually. No.
Things that are said a lot. Only Joe. Pip. South Dakota versus North Dakota. Now, remember, the Dakotas were very big in the penis category.
They were really big in the penis category. I mean, like, both of them.
They were both up there.
Really up there.
I think
there.
North Dakota actually
up
won.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
Excuse me. I want to say, which is the one that has all the presidents?
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore. Which one is it?
I think that's north.
Is that north?
I might be wrong.
Which one has the bike rally? Sturgis.
That's North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I want to say North Dakota.
I'm going with North Dakota.
North Dakota it is.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Joe, Vermont versus Nevada. Who's a bigger drinker?
Gotta be Nevada.
Because of Vegas.
Yeah.
But remember, it's also surrounded by a lot of desert.
Yeah, but it seems like there's probably a lot of drink. You know, there's enough drink. All the casinos and stuff like that.
Because they're losing
that.
All their money. And
all losing and all their money. And there's also some ancillary stuff around it. You know, you're on the road. I mean, every other, you know, we were, for Christ's sakes, we were there, you know, a couple of months ago. I mean, there's so many bars and stuff like that. I'm going with Vegas.
Well, Vegas isn't the state, but Nevada.
Nevada, rather.
Pip?
I am also going to go with, wait a minute now.
All right, we'll stop the show.
excuse me. I am going to go with Nevada because of Vegas.
It is Vermont.
Ah,
really?
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
Okay, and Trucker Tom is helping us and saying South Dakota is the home of Sturgis and Mount Rushmore.
I know nothing about the Dakotas.
I do not like Vermont. I do not like Vermont. They're very nasty people up there.
What now?
The Vermont people are not very friendly. I guess to New Yorkers at least.
No,
they
you
do
know
not
what?
Like New Yorkers.
They're a bit reserved.
Yeah,
and they are, and so we're like loud and like in your face and like, hey, how's it going? And so,
I've never
and
like
that
people from Vermont. I never liked.
Really?
I've been in Vermont. I've always gotten dirty looks. I just never liked.
Maybe they're all drunk.
It could be. Maybe, but I just never. I never.
They have like.
Somebody told them you were coming.
They've read squirrels. If that means anything.
Lisa says, Nevada, free drinks. Didn't help.
Settle down, Lisa. Settle down.
Calm down, Lisa. And Tom says, they're friendly. They just don't like you.
Could be. It's a lot of places.
I suddenly like Vermont a lot more. That's your go-to thing, that fake laugh of yours. That's the Joe thing, but because you think you're fooling us with it. Because it's like the first time every time.
You know, I feel like we're doing a scene or in an elevator. You know, that's your thing.
That's your thing.
Davin and Joe just stuck somewhere. You know that.
There we go. Ha ha ha. Ooh, I wonder if he really laughed. Oh, he fooled us again. Oh, Joe, you rascal! You're such a good actor.
You know, but that's just, even if he said that, but it's like, you know, that's your thing. Just with a couple of minutes, second break, that's funny. Oh, shit.
Pip, Montana versus Wyoming.
Ooh, all right. Wait a minute. Now.
Sure.
Wait, Montana versus Wyoming. I think I want to say Montana, but I don't really have any reasoning behind it. It's just a guess.
Maybe because it's named after a famous quarterback.
No, that's not why. That's definitely not why.
Joe?
Montana.
Easy for you to cough.
Why?
Excuse me. Because there's probably a lot of bars there, and if you're there, there's nothing to do but drink.
As opposed to the fun life that is Wyoming. You know, Dick Cheney lives in Wyoming. Maybe that's a cause to drink.
And I don't think there's that. I think there's less people in Wyoming.
It's per capita, though. It's not. It's not amount of people.
It doesn't matter. Population density doesn't go into this one.
All right. Never mind your capitas. I'm going with Montana.
All right. It is Montana.
Oh, all right.
And the final one, Joe.
Yeah.
The one you and I and Pip have been waiting for. All right.
I know what it's going to be.
Well, yes, because we've done every state. You should. There's two I haven't mentioned. Would you like to say them, Pip?
New York and New Jersey.
New York and New Jersey. Joe, who do you say?
I would say New Jersey.
New Jersey's bigger drinker than New York?
Yes.
Why?
It just seems that you have the Jersey Shore.
That's seasonal.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. The Jersey Shore, you got your schools.
Your schools?
Those eighth graders can pound down some booze like nobody's business.
That pre-K is a real drinking place.
I mean,
yeah.
You got your colleges like Rutgers and...
New York is a big state. There's a lot of states upstate.
But it just seems...
Did you hear something?
Yeah, that was stupid. There's a lot of school, a lot of colleges
upstate. Welcome to my barrel.
Yeah, that was a misspeak. not the thought-out bullshit you two spew.
You know... You do that all the time.
That's
just like
thing.
The way you don't like my coffee. I don't know.
New York, you say. I mean, you said New Jersey.
Jersey.
Pip?
New York. New York, New York. Because there's so many bars in New York. So many bars in New York. There's got to be more drinking in New York.
It's funny. You both went the opposite. Last time, Joe was valid. When it came to a big penis, Joe was all about the big penises in New York.
Yes.
And you were all about the big penises.
And I was representing for my home state.
But this time, you guys have flip-flopped.
Yes, we have.
Well, it is New York.
Yes!
All right, so now that is also while Pip adds them up, I will go through them in order. All right?
Wait, you know what? You didn't give us the answers to all of them. You said we'll get back to some of them.
No, I gave you the answers to all of them.
No, you didn't tell me least boozy.
We just went through head to head. I'm going to tell you least boozy at the end.
Oh.
Which we're at now.
Holy fuck. We're going to need to build an extension into this barrel.
Look, this ain't exactly Jeopardy. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, seriously, she's getting confused by this shit.
I don't know, it's the first time we're doing this game.
I did get confused.
But it's the same thing as the dick game. There was
no
mysteries there.
We're so sorry that we disrespected the legend and the history of the dick game.
Well, who's got the biggest flagpole, if you want to be technical?
I was more motivated than that game.
The biggest thing.
No, but
it's just
that,
like the dick game.
You're so offended.
Because she's insinuating I don't know how to run a game. Now, listen, stupid. If I was going to go through the order, don't you think?
We're getting yelled at by a dumbbell.
Because you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. It's just like the dick game. Boy, why don't we chisel that in granite, stupid?
What did I say before that?
That's always your go-to.
Your giant drill.
We're going to go through them in order. Now, if we're going through them in order, I would start with the least, which would you get the answer the least boozy, and we'd end with the most boozy. That's how this shit works.
I didn't think so. All right, wait a second. I have a couple missing scores.
Yeah, more than a couple missing scores. What do you need?
Okay.
Look, he's all pissed. Hey, you guys don't know the rules to my game. You guys don't know the rules to my game.
I got cameras to get to. I don't got time for this shit.
All right. Utah versus Arkansas.
Utah.
Okay. Oh, that's why I have no, because none of us got one right.
Maybe I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm joining you now.
I don't want you on my bandwagon. Fucking hitchhike, stupid. You.
Oklahoma versus Nebraska.
I want you on my team? Yuck. Who would you rather have? Eli Manning, Mike Vick, or Geno Smith? None of them. They all suck. That's like what having you on my team is. No and no. Zilch. I'm going to draft two new ones.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah,
Oklahoma versus Nebraska.
He's better than you two.
How'd he do?
He got another win, put 40-some odd points.
Oh, yeah? Right, good for him.
Yeah, good. He's doing well outside of New York.
Okay, good.
We're happy for our little Mexican friend.
Oklahoma versus Nebraska, damn it.
Oklahoma versus Nebraska. Nebraska was boozier.
Okay.
Are you caught up now?
Let me just quick look. Yeah, I have answered. Wait, Vermont versus Nevada.
We just did that one. It's Vermont.
Don't look at me.
No, you stuck up for her. You're by proxy attached to her.
You're a fucking lawyer. I don't know.
You're the Evan Spencer of her fucking case. You got a shitty plaintiff and you're a shitty attorney. Fucking try to take up for her cause. Good. I hope you're happy with that, stupid. You tried to jump on me and now
it's
look
not like I'm watching through Ferguson for a cause.
You know what? At least at Ferguson, she'd be on fire like her fucking hair right now.
Quiet. She's trying to count steps.
I know.
Count.
She keeps on counting 4, 5, 3, 2. Right. Shut up. I'm gonna go through them and Pip can add them up. All right. Number 50, which would be the least booziest Pip Helix, is Arkansas.
Really?
Yes, Arkansas. I believe somebody had that for something else. No, nobody had that. They say 1.81 gallons of alcohol consumed per capita. The natural state didn't clock any worse than any category numbers, but when you're tied for the second lowest per capita gallons consumed and sell sauce 6 days a week, well, that dog just don't hunt.
Oh, wow.
49, Mississippi, least boozy. Do you want the explanations? You just want me to go through it?
Well, if they have good explanations, I want to hear them.
They had the craft brewer. They had 0.2 of a craft brewery per 100,000 people. That's the lowest ratio in the country.
Pathetic.
Alabama, number 48.
Wow.
And they say, does every southern state just hate booze? So that's not good for you guys.
No, it's not. Mm. And Alabama was Joe's guess for most.
Joe, that was 48, Joe.
All right.
So Joe's wrong. Don't. By the way, those were worth 5 points each. The other ones are worth one.
Damn it! Okay, well, we all ruined the first one. All
right. 47, Utah.
Oh,
least
okay.
That makes sense.
46, Georgia.
Hmm.
45, Tennessee. Because liquor stores are only open 6 days a week. The volunteers have been terrible for, like, ever at this point, but every consistent institutional fair hasn't driven enough Tennesseans to drink. 44, Maryland. 43, South Carolina.
Wow.
42, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
41, Joe was very high on this state, Florida.
Really?
Oh, damn. That was mine for most.
That was yours for first.
You figure, you know, you always see cops. You know, Florida's always featured on cops. It's a transient state. It's beach. There's schools. You figured booze would be a big deal there.
I'm thinking.
Well, here's they got a dreadful craft brewery scene, and you know, they mentioned Miami and all, but the rest of the Sunshine State is really up to Miami carrying the whole state.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Number 40, New Jersey.
Wow, that's really far down there. Is it because there are dry counties?
Or at least
there are dry
one.
Counties in Jersey?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the state we all hate is barren, boozeless wasteland with roughly the same per capita of craft breweries as Alabama. 6 under 21 exemptions kept it from an embarrassing ranking. Well, you can drink early in our state.
Right.
But beyond River Horse, there aren't many real bright spots in the Garden State. So that was 40.
Wow.
Number 39, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Mm.
38, Hawaii.
Wow.
37, Kentucky. You were high on Kentucky.
Yeah, I was.
36, I believe Joe called it a bland state, Kansas. 35, North Carolina.
Okay.
34, New Mexico.
Okay.
33, Connecticut.
Oh.
32 is Indiana. 31, Louisiana.
Wow, that's way down there for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And all that moonshine.
They have
in the bayou.
Mm. Producer number lower than Lake Pontchartrain. Pontchartrain, yeah, in July. The Big Easy eked out this damn respectable position by drinking 2.6 gallons per capita a year and picked up big points of off 5 underage exemptions, plus, you know, Bourbon Street. Yeah, so it was basically New Orleans carried that.
And that's as far as they got. Yeah. And they drank like sinners.
Yeah.
30, Minnesota.
I have no thoughts on this.
29.
You looked at me pointedly.
West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
28, Texas.
Yep.
27, Arizona. 26, Delaware.
Wow.
Top 25 now. So number 25, California.
With all those 25? Wineries and stuff. Wow.
3,000 higher. 3,674 wineries and vineyards and counting. The Bear Republic's obvious claim to fame is its vineyards. And holy hell does it have a lot more of them than the rest of us. It outranks its nearest competitor, Washington State, by about 2,700.
Yeah.
But it also leads the country when it comes to booze's economic impact and houses some of the country's favorite craft meccas like Stone and Russian River, plus impossible to ignore international heavies like Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, okay. Mm. Still 25.
24, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Yeah.
23, Ohio.
Okay.
22, Massachusetts.
Yes.
21, Illinois.
Okay.
20, Missouri. And this was the Anheuser-Busch one, right?
Yeah.
The ancestral home of light beer also serves as America's boozy epicenter, dividing the sober Southeast from the great sodden plains of the Midwest and packed Northwest.
Okay, so only half of them are drinking hearty. Yeah.
19, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought that.
18, Rhode Island. 17, home of Trucker Tom, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
109 wineries and vineyards, solid stats all around, but Michigan pulled its high rank mostly thanks to its four underage exemptions and high number of vino producers.
So it's all the vineyards and underage drinking.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. 16, Nebraska. 15, Idaho. 14, South Dakota. 13, New York.
Yes.
2004 wineries and vineyards, 34 craft distilleries, a whopping $2 billion in craft beer brewery-related economic impacts, the third largest population in the country, plus the nation's highest concentration of substance-addled finance brothers pounding vodka sodas till the last call. Done deal. Yeah. They like to drink.
Yes.
12, Iowa. 11, North Dakota. The top 10. Joe is very strong for this one. Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 9, Wyoming.
Oh, God. Wow.
Number 8, Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh, Nevada. Good. Sweet, beautiful, free-thinking Nevada. Bless you. Bless your fourth overall alcohol drinking, 3.27 gallons per, your five underage exemptions, and your sort of surprising 1.1 craft breweries per 100,000 residents. But most of all, bless you for legislating into existence a place where we can order a Cavassier up with a twist at 6:30 a.m.
Yes.
While smoking unfiltered cigarettes and playing pie-gal poker under harsh fluorescent lights. Bless you for it all. So it's kind of like what you guys reasoned. It's kind of carried by Vegas.
Yeah.
Washington State, number 7.
Wow.
Last suicides.
Number 6, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Your top 5. A state which I really had no opinion of until about 10 minutes ago, but now I'm a big proponent of. You guys know what state this would be?
No.
Vermont! For their hatred of Joe Kerry.
Yeah.
something that you can unite a nation.
And their love of Ben and Jerry.
Sure. 4, Montana.
Okay.
3, Alaska.
Alaska, oh yeah, there's nothing to do but chase, run away from polar bears.
Stewart's folly aside, the 49th state is a promised land for the serious drinker. It's got plenty of breweries. Residents drink more alcohol than 90% of the country.
Joe, road trip?
And a last call that would make even Manhattan yawn.
Oh, why?
Because they're up because they keep it so late.
Oh, okay.
Number 2, Colorado.
Wow, okay. Well, wait a minute. Who's out there? How's
Coors.
It? Coors, yeah.
Number 1, Oregon.
Oregon.
Wow.
6.3 craft breweries per 100,000. Oregon came along. It should be noted that our entire editorial staff was actively rooting against Big O in this ranking. It leads any booze-related national conversation on the strength of its unassailably dense beer scene. But Oregon also third in wineries, fifth in distilleries, and 13th in bars per capita. Oh, did we mention craft beer and wine alone account for $4.6 billion in economic impact each year, and Oregonians drink 2.65 gallons of booze? Because it does, and they do. Basically, it's a big boozy bully, and we wanted to take it down a peg or several, but the numbers don't lie. The Beaver State is America's booziest.
Mm. The Beaver State, yes.
So there you have it. Who won?
I did.
Pip Helix won.
I did. I won over Joe.
What did I
Look
place?
Look at that. Well, I had 15, right?
That's not bad.
No, Joe had 12.
Mm. All right.
And, you know, and Tom and Lisa were kind of playing, but the lag time on the chat made it not as easy for them to play. So Tom only had 4, right? And Lisa had 10.
Really? Oh, good girl.
Yes.
Good girl, Lisa.
So, rousing game.
You guys enjoy?
Yeah, that was fun.
Right.
It took away some of my preconceptions.
That's what really, I don't like stereotypes. So really, that was the purpose of that game.
Yeah, and I beat over the resident drinker of the show. So
well, that's because Joe's really too drunk to really know what the hell he's saying. All right, should we play some Bagdaddios?
Yeah, sure.
Let's play some Bagdaddios. Listen to this, and we'll do some scammers in a few.